Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is called out on strikes. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Little moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Tolleson reaches second base with a double. Little scores. Skinner moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive towards third. Tolleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Little strikes out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skinner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tolleson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols who is chasing the ball. Buckner reaches third base with a triple. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Armas reaches second base with a double. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Armas scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett catches it and throws to second with little covering, to double up Gedman. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Rod Craig pinch hits for Brian Little. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a fly ball towards right. Evans settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Evans. Craig moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tolleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Craig trying to get to home. Armas throws the ball in to Gedman who tags Craig who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Buckner is hit by the pitch. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson juggles the ball. That's an error on Tolleson. Buckner moves to second. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Jim Rice. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Tony Armas now playing left field. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk is called out on strikes. two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.